1060 KGFX on a Monday morning, and it is time now for People in Your Neighborhood. And we have members of the Peer Little Players in studio this morning. We have Alex Big Eagle and Rose Walk. Now, let's talk. Who's going to be doing all the talking this morning?
Probably both.
Okay, you're going to share.
Both,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, all right. Good and close to the microphone. Let's talk a little bit about... tell us, you have a play coming up, right?
Yep.
Okay, so what's the play?
The play is Mr. Toad's Mad Adventures.
All right, can you tell me a little bit about it?
Mr. Toad's Mad Adventures is about, obviously, Mr. Toad. He is a conceited chap and given to crazes. His latest craze is motor cars, to the horror of his friends, Badger, Rat, and Mole.
All right.
And as one would think, he gets into quite a lot of trouble.
Okay, like what? Give me one case of trouble that he gets into.
Well, he steals a motor car and then he has to go to prison.
Prison?
Yep.
Okay. And where does most of this, a lot of this take place in the prison, or is it, I don't know, is prison just one part of the story?
Probably Toad Hall.
Toad Hall is the biggest part of the story?
And also kind of like the forest.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have the play coming up. Where's it going to be at?
It's going to be at Peer Little Players Theater.
So at the Peer Theater?
Yeah.
At the Grand Opera House or at the...
Yes.
The Grand Opera House. Okay. It's going to be at the Grand Opera House, so we have that. And do you guys know how people get tickets to this?
They go up to, like, a room, I guess. and they pay $5 to get a ticket.
All right.
You got to go to Peer... You can't like order them online. You gotta go to the Peer Players to buy it during when the play is going to start.
All right.
Which is
going to be when?
On July 18th through the 20th, and it's gonna be.
It starts at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and on the Sunday matinee it starts at 2 p.m.
So how did you guys get involved with doing this with Peer Little Players? Was it something that you wanted to do? Was it something that your parents wanted you to do just to kind of blow off some steam over the course of the summer vacation, which is just about over, guys? It's going to be a matter of time before we're going to see school supplies popping up all over the store. Yeah, you guys are happy about that, aren't you? So what made you decide to get involved in this?
Well... For me, I've always liked being on stage, even when I was, like, young.
I don't see that at all out of you, Rose. I don't.
You don't?
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. You you definitely have a knack for this, don't you, Rose?
You know, when I was doing, like, little drama camps, I always liked performing in front of people, yep. And acting was
so, just... So how much experience do you have in acting?
Kind of. I've done a lot of, like, I've done, I did Winnie the Pooh, like, mm-hmm. was another big play that I did, then I did a lot of little, like, drama camp mm-hmm. type things, where, like, they had, like, little plays that we did. What about you?
So, probably in, like, third grade, we went to, like, this, DI thing. And that's what got me started in acting. And then I did the Winnie and the Pooh play. And then it's like other year. It's like a year and then whatever. So then there was going to be a play this year. So it was fun and I auditioned. So that's
great. Okay, so once again, this is called Mr. Toad's Mad Adventure. Now, when Rose was talking about this at the very beginning, that was totally off the top of your head, Rose. You weren't reading anything about the show. Is it a funny show? Is it a comedy?
Yes, definitely.
It is definitely a comedy?
Definitely.
Who, can you tell me who else? Give me some of the other characters who are in it. Do you?
Well, in one of the scenes, we have a barge woman. It's kind of like Mr. Toad's My Adventures take place like back in time. Mm-hmm. And we also have Polly and the wife of the head of the prison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the field mice.
All right. So once again, this is coming up July 18th through the 20th. How many cast members are in the play?
29.
20 to 29 kids?
Yeah.
That's a lot of kids to control. So that's a lot of kids. So who's the director of the play?
Hannah Sarda, and the co-director is Holly Cole.
Okay. All right. So everything is going great for this thing. Once again, July 18th through the 20th at the Grand Opera House. And tell us how to get a hold of tickets again.
You go to the room and pay $5.
You go to the room and pay for the show. It's just at the box office when you show up at the Grand Opera House on the 18th and the 20th. What time are the show times? Does it say there?
Well, on the 18th, it starts at 7 p.m. and same with the 19th. And then on the Sunday matinee, it starts at 2 p.m.
All right. Okay. So we got it coming up. And then you guys have to go back to school. So yes. You seem so excited about that. Thanks for coming in, Peer Little Players, once again. And that play is going to be coming up. We'll have this interview posted up on the website a little bit later on today, hopefully. And we'll get that up there. And folks, the parents are outside watching this whole thing completely. You completely entrusted them to take care of this interview. Is there anything that we're missing? Nothing. Okay, we're good. So again, this will be posted up on the website. People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam.